I think it's fair to say it's probably the biggest game in this club's history so far. I know we've made a couple of FA Cup final appearances in the past, but I'd say this game is probably going to surpass that. It's a really big achievement for the club, especially on a small budget like we are, but we'll definitely be looking to go further and progress on to the next round.
So you got the decisive goal against Barcelona, the memories of that game still quite fresh?
Not really, to be honest. I mean, it seems like a lifetime ago. It's been such a long time, long break, new faces as well coming in, people leaving. But I do keep looking back still and pinching myself. It was quite an unbelievable evening, to be honest.
Do you think that result really changed perception of the club, if not just in England?
Potentially, yeah, I think so. I think it was a surprise to many that, you know, especially over two games that we beat Barcelona. You know, over one game anything can happen, but to do it over two was a really big achievement.
You mentioned the fact the game was some months ago now. Have you been sort of thinking about Frankfurt ever since?
Yeah, I mean, there have been changes at the club. Obviously, we've got a new style of play this season as well. So obviously we've had international breaks as well, so not everybody's been around at the same time, but last couple of weeks we've had everybody back. We've really upped the focus and developed our style of play, looking ahead to Frankfurt and obviously into the WSL season as well.
What do you know about Frankfurt?
Oh, they're obviously a massive team in women's football. I think they've won this competition itself three times in the past, and that speaks to its history and their history in itself. But hopefully we won't be too fazed by that and we can get a good result leading to the second leg.
Do you expect this to be the toughest game you've ever played in?
Yeah, probably. I would have thought so, yeah.
And you'll be back at Ashton Gate again. Do you think hopefully it'll be a good omen like against Barcelona when you have that great night?
Well, fingers crossed it can be. I mean, hopefully we get a good turnout again. Lots of fans come to watch us and they get right behind us like they did, especially in that second half against Barcelona, because that really did help us. And then, like I said, hopefully we get a good result to take back to Germany with us.
And you mentioned all the squad changes. I mean, do you think you'll have gelled by... Because that'll be basically your first game, competitive game of the year. Do you think, with all the changes, you'll have gelled by that point?
Yeah, I mean, it will be strange. That is the first competitive game, like you say. But we've had a friendly game last weekend, which we got some good positives to take from. We've got another game coming up this weekend. A few more training sessions yet. So I think, you know, we'll be looking good, looking strong come the Frankfurt game.
And you mentioned, obviously, with all the squad changes, I mean, we know financially you're not in the same position as a lot of clubs in England or in this stage of Champions League, to give you a special pride that as a club you've got so far, despite not having that kind of a big football club behind you backing you.
Yeah, I think so. I think we really do sort of relish being the underdogs a lot of the time, not even just in this competition, but domestically as well. But we've really shown that if you've sort of got a togetherness and quality to go with it, you don't need to spend big in order to achieve things.
What are your aims for this season, WSL?
I think to improve on last season, I think it'd be a bit more consistent with our performances. I think we're a bit hit and miss, so if we can just get a bit more consistency in our performances, that would be good.
And you had your best goal scoring season last year. Do you think you could even top that this year?
Hoping to. I think that was mainly down to playing more regularly. That's not really happened since I've been here before. So yeah, Dave put a lot of faith in me last season, and yeah, I think I repaid him with my performances, and hopefully next year can be even better.
I mean, it's slightly different position to maybe what you've been playing before as well.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the new position, just behind the striker, and that may change again this year, but you know, as long as I'm playing, I'll be happy.
Do you think Bristol could have another year like they had in 2013 when you achieved so much, considering even since then, even more teams have had lots more money put into them in WSL. Do you think Bristol could ever achieve that sort of year again?
Yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. It was a really good year that year. We've obviously got Dave's come in last year. That was sort of a transition season, getting used to his style of play, which is going to change a little bit again this year as well. But I think we can really progress under him and definitely improve on last season's finish.
Obviously, you mentioned Dave because he was sort of half between here, half Australia last winter. This winter, he's been there all the way through. Do you think it stand you in better stead that you've had, I suppose, a more conventional close season with your manager this time?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've really got used to what he wants us to do, both individually and as a team as well. And I think that will serve us well going into the season.